May the fourth be with you? Is that what's overplayed? Is that what you're saying?
That's a terrible joke.
We've got a contest going on. We're giving away a motherboard with Tech Deals. He's giving away the MSI Z370 Godlike, and we're giving away the an X470 MSI. It's the M7AC. And so two top-end motherboards for competing. There's a link in the description. It's
in the description. It's on our Twitter account. If you're interested, you can go check it out there.
Today is AI robots, design, gaming, and nonsense. And they're out of order, but you'll figure it out. Also, I'm afraid that today our video will be eclipsed by the insane amount of anger and butthurt on the internet about how bad that movie's going to be.
Oh, are they releasing the new Star Wars?
They always do on May the 4th, right?
What nonsense.
Disney.
I don't know that to be true. I'm fairly confident.
Disney's going to be shoving that down our throat forever, for the next 5 years at least.
A new trailer for the Han Solo movies or whatever. It's just uncalled for. Come on, Disney is milking that cow for every...
They got to make their money back. They already have.
They're exsanguinating that cow.
Good vocabulary use.
You know who else is exsanguinating money from game enthusiasts? Video game publishers with their loot boxes.
Considered criminal gambling.
And who's part of it? Overwatch.
I still don't understand why people care about loot boxes. I have 100 sitting in game right now that I've just never bothered to open.
What's your Overwatch rank again?
I don't know. I don't know what level I am
diamond
anymore.
Diamond or silver?
I'm still in plat.
Ever since she got the dog, she's given up on it.
Yeah, I didn't play any this last season. Season 10's about to start, but I haven't played any.
Sad.
The loot boxes.
It's sad that the world, like, this is a contentious topic.
To blight upon human existence.
A lot of people, and I'm not going to defend loot boxes, it's a terrible practice, but to say it's illegal, we are inviting the government into our video games. You think long and hard before you do that. Because it won't stop here, I guarantee you.
Why can't you just be an adult and say, you know what? Maybe cosmetics for my character is not as important as paying my rent.
They argue, and there is some... Now, see, to me, we got to protect the kids' arguments. I'm just like, no, I will not debate you on that because I don't care about the kids. But that's the argument they're going to make, is these are video games, and video games are, by default, for children. Although... Counter-Strike, that's mature, right?
A lot of war games that... You know,
Overwatch appeals to children, though.
Yeah, it is kind of... It's more cartoony.
I saw... I wonder if we should edit it in after the fact, but I saw a really amazing GIF. It's when the leaders of North and South Korea were meeting, and there were the guys running, like, escorting the car, and someone had photoshopped in all the heads from Overwatch.
Oh, yeah, they're escorting the payload.
Are they terrorists or counter-terrorists, though?
Well, it's Overwatch.
It's Overwatch, dude. It's not Counter-Strike.
Oh, I thought...
Or TF2.
Yeah, so... In other gaming news, there's a 3D...
But wait, doesn't Overwatch have good team and a bad team? And then the lore?
It's map dependent. Yeah, there is. In the lore, and then it's also map dependent. So, like, if you're on King's Row, the defending team is trying to keep you, the attacking team, from destroying an Omnic base. And the Omnics are, like, innocent. And it's sad. Anyway, sorry, not important. Not important to what we're talking about right now.
But it kind of is, because audience engagement.
Because...
Well, actually...
My lore.
There's an unpatchable exploit that makes every current Nintendo Switch hackable. Ooh, and it's been updated. I don't know if I've seen the update.
I think I read it, but I don't remember it.
Yeah, the update was just people had responded. NVIDIA's trying to... This is the Tegra chip that's in the Switch made by NVIDIA, and NVIDIA's just like, nah, it's fine, don't worry. Now, I am very torn, because I'm like, should I go ahead and buy a Switch before they fix this?
You can 3D print this little guy, shove some metal in there, and it will jumper the wires together necessary to do this. So I wonder if they'll try to have this video take it down, because there's like a picture of this.
Well, they're certainly going to try to fix this in hardware, so I suspect, I don't know how long it takes in their production cycle to get that done. But eventually, you will probably be buying Switches that are hardened against this. Yeah. So if you're interested in this kind of thing, now might be the time.
You know, when Microsoft went through this with the Xbox, one of the things they did was literally to just put glue around the IC that could be hacked.
That's just a giant, giant blob of glue. People figured out how to get it off, though. Some hair dryers were used.
For drying hair, right?
For melting glue.
Gotta get the glue fumes, right?
Yeah.
That's just a bonus.
You don't eat the glue after?
So our next story, I think, is from Krista.
Yes.
The modern Metropolitan, what is this, Modern Museum of Art?
I think so, yeah.
Museum of Modern Art.
Museum of Modern Art. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I've never been to this museum, so I'm not sure. But
has sued the New York Cafe and Gallery, MoMA Cha, for trademark violation. So this is a cafe.
What is matcha? I don't know what matcha is.
I don't understand why the cafe is called this.
But they say they are a M-A-T-C-H-A. We are a matcha cafe, they say.
Oh, I'm not sure. That's some sort of hipster BS from New York. Someone can tell us in the comments.
It's not capitalized. So I think matcha is a kind of something. Coffee,
tea,
maybe?
Yeah, coffee.
So Momacha, get it? That's the name.
It's a joke.
Well, it's a pun at least. And the Museum of Modern Art says it's copyright infringement.
I kind of see it because they're using like a bold weight of Helvetica, but Helvetica is like design school. Like everyone loves Helvetica for a while. So I could see them just using it and then not realizing like it looks kind of like the MoMA's logo, but.
But does it though? I mean, they got the two things side by side here and it's like the A isn't even capitalized
the
same.
I think this is a little stretch. I think MoMA's just upset because our museum identity isn't that unique.
How hipster is it? It's so hipster to call it MoMA.
Yeah. Well, and Helvetica is the font. Like, that's like just design 101.
What if it was like, what if the coffee shop's name was Museum of Modern Coffee or Museum of Modern
then
Beverages?
It would stand up a little bit, but like, that's the name of it. Like, the guy who did the logo, the owner as well, he said that they were planning on just changing the logo out periodically, like changing the fonts and stuff, and they just started with Helvetica. And he's like, well, I guess we'll just change it earlier than we thought, but he seemed kind of upset by it. He didn't really understand why.
Well, when you do these kinds of, you know, trademark infringement things, the argument is someone is going to confuse what your thing with the real thing. So you think somebody's walking into this little tiny coffee shop and being like, this is not the Museum of Modern Art.
They're not even in the
I've been scammed.
Where's the Warhol exhibit?
Yeah, so it's always hard with like copyright stuff, but I don't think that one is a hard one to decide on.
I got to find out what matcha is, comment section.
Yeah, someone will tell us. Not 20 people will tell you, so.
And 19 of them will be wrong.
Well, and Wendell, if it's tea, you'll have to try it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it'll be fun. You know what else is fun? The deepfakes AI for face swapping. Although now we've got some new AI that will detect deepfakes face swapping algorithmically. Now, we've covered deepfakes and the face swap stuff in many episodes of the news, but if you're living under a rock, it's pretty easy to swap somebody's face now.
And
in video.
When you can swap somebody's face, what is the first thing you do? You do it with pornography. And those poor Game of Thrones girls, they were the first. And the girl from the new Star Wars. And Wonder Woman, what's her name?
Gal Gadot.
Yep. They were all their faces put on pornography that were other women. And convincingly, in most cases. So these guys, I guess the ultimate white knights, have developed an algorithm to detect when that is the case.
The article is interesting because it mentions some of the stuff that goes into doing that and some of the technical challenges and that sort of thing. But they also mentioned that the deepfakes AI could also be trained with what this AI is looking for so that it would be more undetectable. So now we've literally...
It's an arms race.
Yeah, it's an arms race for fake pornography. What a time to be alive!
Yeah, ultimately this is going to be just lead to much better fake pornography. So
why?
I guess we've got that to look forward to if you're into that.
The results are impressive. ExceptionNet clearly outperforms other techniques in spotting videos that have been manipulated, even when the videos have been compressed, which makes the task significantly harder. So this may be applicable to other types of faked videos as well, such as, you know, like if war crimes are happening or maybe not overseas or whatever. Of course, if those are faked using stage tricks, then I guess those would show up as real. as opposed to actually faking it in video. I don't know what I'm saying.
Don't believe anything. Don't believe this video.
It turns
We're
out
not
the,
here.
The people doing those fakes have production crews at their disposal. So
CNET has tested the AI smart home assistants, and they have ruled that Google Assistant is smarter than Alexa. So they've got a ranking here with Alexa and Cortana and crap. Where's that at? Oh, yeah.
Does it show you who's who's?
Here we go. Yeah, look at that. It's like, which one is the smartest? I'm surprised that Cortana is as smart as they claim, because I just don't believe it.
Siri, not too bright.
Would you say that Siri is smarter or dumber than my dog, Roo?
Well, I mean, considering Siri has processing power beyond most humans, all humans, I guess, I'm going to put her a notch above Roo.
Not just a notch.
A notch above Roo, who cannot control her urine and bangs her head on furniture daily.
Yeah. She also tried to stick her nose today in a spiky plant and then was and did it repeatedly because she was confused about why it was hurting her nose.
If I put my nose in this, it hurts. What is happening?
Yeah, well, she was very confused by it.
Here's the thing, though. They also measured improvement over time. And Alexa has been improving by leaps and bounds. How do you think Roo, if we did this again next year, how do you think Roo will measure up in terms of yearly increase in performance?
Well, I think yearly increase, she'll be able to hold her bladder much better. She's already improving in that regard.
What about running into furniture?
I think she'll always be a little derpy in that regard. She just doesn't seem to register hits like that. Maybe her hitbox. Her hitbox is too small for her model.
What do you think about, so where do you think all her points are? Like, her points are not in
intelligence.
Her points are in, she min-maxed adorable and intelligence.
Yeah, she's very adorable. She's obedient, I would say. She does try to obey. Sometimes she just doesn't do very well. So I'd say, she's learned sit, lay down, that kind of thing.
But weren't you saying that she'll sit for like 5 seconds and then she's like, okay, I'm done sitting?
No, she does sit really well, sit and lay down. We're working on stay right now. Oh, okay. And she'll stay for about 5 seconds and then she'll want to get up. It's slowly improving, but
I think maybe it's a loss of attention type thing.
Yeah, it's just that puppy attention span is not there yet.
Robots are coming for an unconventional job. Robot launched weather balloons in Alaska. Yeah, so if you launch weather balloons in Alaska, I've got some bad news for you.
Oh, no.
Robots are coming for your job.
This is, I know in my heart that I would hate it almost immediately, but I have this romantic view of these jobs out in the middle of nowhere where you're just all by yourself, like a last man on earth kind of. And it turns out the balloon launchers, it's a three-man team. And you pump gas into a balloon and it takes off. Now that the robots have been installed, it's a one-man team. All you do is refill the gas canister once a week. So how would you feel about living...
How much do you get paid to do that?
Not very much, but how would you feel about living out in the Arctic Circle somewhere and all you're doing is refilling a gas canister and surviving?
What's the internet speed like?
I would guess. Well, it's a weather station, so they have to send. Yeah, you might have internet.
Oh my gosh, you could get internet in Alaska, but you can't get it around here.
It'd be a little bit like The Shining, but with internet. Do you think The Shining would have turned out differently if they had internet?
I think so, because, well, I don't know about. It was sort of like the demonic possession ghost type of thing. But do you think the internet would have been enough of a release valve that they wouldn't have been able to turn him?
Yeah, I mean, I really do, because when I don't have the internet, I can definitely hear those same demons in my head that the character was experiencing in The Shining.
What about if you had a smartphone, the blood on the walls and the little girls, you could film that and get so many Reddit points for posting that.
Obviously, this is a fake and totally not caused by supernatural phenomena.
If you look closely at the pixels, you can tell.
We need to send it through the deepfakes AI, and then the deepfakes AI is like, something's happening, but I'm not sure I've seen this before.
Oh, man. We've been off track. We've already had like three tangents.
Well, this is the Friday show.
This is the nonsense episode.
This is the Friday show where I can definitely tell you that I've given it my all this week, and there's just nothing left. You guys get the leftovers. Speaking of people that gave it their all and you get nothing but leftovers, there's this guy who was using autopilot from the passenger seat in his Tesla. Now, you should know, autopilot is not a fully autonomous driving situation. It's really just for, like, following the car in front of you and staying in your lane. And that's about all it can do. You should not be using autopilot from the passenger seat of your car.
This guy proves otherwise, I think.
Well, he admitted it was a poor decision in court. So he's been banned from driving at all for 18 months and fined. I don't remember how much the fine was for.
And he's also going to put in 100 hours of community service.
Yeah, real bad idea. He actually switched seats. So he engaged the autopilot, hopped into the passenger seat, and then made a big show of
as you do.
Putting his feet up on the dashboard.
Was he like reading a book?
Yeah, it was a total show. And then other drivers were looking, which was his goal, but one of them called the authorities and filmed
it. Of course
it.
They would. Yeah.
Should I not have done that? Was that wrong?
You can't do that.
That's got to be a nightmare for Tesla because they're already embroiled in all these crashes. That's like, no, why are you so stupid?
I'm telling you, I think they made a mistake when they called it autopilot. They should have called it like pilot assist or something.
Well, I would think if you invest that much money in a car, you would look into its feature set before you just climb into the passenger seat while you're driving.
I don't think it's that. I think it's sort of that confidence over time where you use it and you're like, oh, this really does drive itself. And then the next day you just like, let's do this situation and see if it can deal with that.
It dealt with
that. Look at that. And at some point, you just blindly trust it. That's kind of like what we've done with our government.
So what you're saying is if you leave your 9-year-old at home for a couple hours, he can obviously cook for himself and be left alone for a week at a time.
That is categorically not what I'm saying.
Army researchers are developing a self-aware squid-like robot you can 3D print in the field. Wow, so 3D printable squid. Is this really the best they could come up with for a photo?
I think that's just a stock image. I don't think that's
a good-looking squid.
It's a good-looking squid, but this is setting my expectations unreasonably high for the 3D printed squid
robot.
When
will we stop putting unrealistic expectations on squid bodies?
This squid has obviously been... Look at the airbrushing. And,
look how thin those tentacles are.
They've taken 15 pounds off those tentacles.
Not realistic.
If you've never seen a squid, you should totally check out the videos of a squid doing stuff on YouTube, like getting on a boat or you'd be surprised how maneuverable they
escaping.
Are.
Escaping. Have you ever seen, I don't know if it was an octopus or a squid, but they'll squeeze through like a hole the size of a quarter.
Octopus are extremely intelligent.
Because they don't have any bones. And that's the idea here. They're printing actuators in this very flexible stuff. I don't know exactly
what it's
made of. And they can move pretty much in 360 degrees. So you print these in the field, and they can squirm into cracks or whatever and do whatever you got to do.
What are octopus things on the battlefield? Yeah. They're under development, though. They're not anywhere near being deployed. So they would have us think.
For God's sakes, nobody tell the real doll people about this.
So there's a later story that we'll fill you guys in on.
Study finds that nearly half of all jobs are vulnerable to automation. Yeah, so it's like robots can never do my job. It's like, not so fast there. The automation may transform your job in ways that you don't anticipate.
This is a new study. We already knew this, but a lot of people have tried to talk this back and say, no, it's going to be fine. Don't get your torches and pitchforks out. It's not like that. But it is like that. And this sort of ranks jobs, and it's like, are you highly automatable? Are you somewhat automatable? Funnily enough, they found a discrepancy among different cultures. So a similar job in Korea was not super automatable, whereas that same job in Czech Republic, is it Czech Republic or Czechoslovakia? I never can remember which one.
Czech Republic.
Anyway.
I don't know.
Super automatable. And they kind of predict some of these Western European countries, so the poorer economies, are going to become sort of like AI wastelands, where it's just giant manufacturing centers with very few people.
So there's like four people inside a warehouse with 1,000 robots doing stuff, and their job is just to keep the robots going.
Yeah, just cityscapes of nothing but that, because the economy is good for that, and they're exporting products to everywhere else.
I would watch a TV show or movie where there's like, four or five people in a warehouse like that, and then all of a sudden one day the power turns out, and then the whole story is them trying to figure out what happened to the power or like what happened to the country, but they can't find out because they're in the middle of like this weird urban center that's just robots.
But the robots are dead because the power's out?
Yeah.
Well, what would stop them from just picking a direction?
So that's something for a writer to figure out. I just came up with the pitch.
Or maybe it gets to the point where, because it's so ingrained in that culture, they've never left that building.
Yeah, that's, like, that's a good angle.
They don't know how to do anything outside of the robots feed them and care for them, and all they do is just service the robots, and then one day everything shuts down.
Like watching them try to make a cup of coffee or something like that.
We'll do that after we do the Amazon commercial.
Yeah.
That sounds like the people that left Earth in WALL-E, the movie.
WALL-E. I forgot about that movie.
I like that. My favorite quote from this is that, what else? A machine learning algorithm to assess how easily 702 different kinds of jobs in America would be automated. They concluded that fully 47% could be done by the machines over the next decade or two. That is going to probably cause some problems here in America.
Probably.
Well, but think about if you can do the same, that's going to be a truly global economy. So not only are jobs here going away, but the factories here can't even compete with the factories in the poorer countries.
But our robots are cheaper. They work for half. I've got some bad news for the CIA spooks in the audience that may be watching, and it's like, oh, they'll never automate our job. Guess what?
They already have.
Yeah, it's the CIA plans to replace spies with AI because it turns out that it's really hard to fake identities and stuff with spies. So, like, if you're a spy, you do, things as you do as a spy. You go and you infiltrate and that kind of thing. But it's really hard to come up with good, convincing backstories because,
They'll just Google you and try to find information on you, or they'll facial recognize you. Or
yeah, it's like, let's do an image search of your face. And it's like, you're not at the high school that you said that you were. You didn't grow up in the city that you said you did, blah, blah, blah.
I'm skeptical because I would like to see an AI, for example, foment revolution in Syria. Overthrow the Iranian government? Do you think an AI could sell arms to the Middle East to fund revolution in South America? I don't think so.
But what if the AI manipulated Facebook posts driving the population to, the shining levels of craziness, and then just the tiniest little thing? It's like setting off a match in a tinderbox.
Call me old-fashioned, but if I'm going to subvert government, I believe there need to be boots on the ground.
Well, maybe fewer boots on the ground. What about? I mean, you could always. There's nothing in this that says the CIA can't recruit, some local talent to help with these things.
Listen, my grandfather was a spy. My father was a spy. And dang it, I want to be a spy too.
We've been subverting democracy for five generations in this family, and you're not going to stop us now.
There was another interesting thing in this article, which is apparently the CIA has been doing this since like 1984. Apparently, they've used some of their budget to keep an eye on researchers and computer scientists that were working on AI-type projects. Not AI that as we think of it today, but the versions of AI that existed at the time. There were things called expert systems, which were good at configuring, like helping you configure things and manage complex, if this, then that type scenarios. And so the CIA, apparently, this is not anything new. They've been following this for a really long time.
Yeah, it's not surprising. CIA, for all their faults, have always been really good at seeing the future and preparing for it
in order to subvert it.
Yeah.
If you're not America. You don't believe in American ideals.
Much like bacteria, they are able to survive in extreme, extreme circumstances.
The water bears. Or what are they? Little bear things?
Yeah, that's right.
The water bears?
I don't think the water bears are sociopathic, though.
They're very cute.
They are adorable.
You know what else is adorable? The gun emojis. Because apparently we can't, Facebook and Microsoft announced plans to replace the gun emoji. So Microsoft is going to replace this? Or I guess a ray gun? Oh, no, we're moving into the future.
It's funny because Microsoft started out with the silly gun. And
they doubled down.
In 2016, they were like, let's just go hardcore.
Wow, so this is now a water gun in 2018.
No, 2018 is current. So next year, or at the now, I guess, the two actual guns there are going to become
water guns.
How long until there's a workplace? Like, I can just see it's like a report to HR, and it's like, no, I wasn't threatening her. I was not threatening her. It's a water gun on my phone. It's a water gun.
Could that be like a weird sexual innuendo?
I like to imagine all those water guns are filled with piss.
Oh, why?
That's the conversion into the nonsense section, in case you didn't know. That's a nonsense story.
This whole episode hasn't been nonsense.
There's probably a committee inside each one of those companies that's like got 5 or 6 or 8 people on it, and they're all having debates about how they're going to handle the gun emoji.
Well, they talked about how...
I'm sure the design team's devoted to it, which
Microsoft,
is crazy.
That first version, they called the Ray Gun. And they actually did internally that it's like... Oh, people aren't responding to the ray gun. They're not using it. We must convert to the revolver.
what a use of time. Think how much money those people, all those designers are getting paid.
You know who else needs to save time? People who use dating apps.
You need to maximize results. is what's happening.
You could be flirting on dating apps with paid impersonators. So, you know, it's like you... fill out your profile, I guess, or in this case, pay somebody else to do that for you. And the tedium of dealing with other people up to the point that you score a date with them, you can just outsource that.
Yeah, really the only thing about you that's real is your picture and your details. And they have a staff that writes your profile for maximum.
Your details might not even be totally real if someone else is writing it.
No, you give them the information. It's like, you know, here, this is my job, and this is where I live, and blah, blah, blah. That stuff is not fake, but everything else is being done by somebody else.
Okay.
So they write your profile and they use tricks that are, you know, maximum successful the profile. Then they have openers who will, so you choose, I guess, like if it's Tinder, you swipe. It's like, yes, I'm interested in this girl. So your opener will go behind you and make contact with her. If she responds, then the closer moves in and it's his job to get the phone number or arrange the date.
This is like the popular romantic comedy Hitch. Like, this would be what Will Smith's character did.
Except in this case, it's just some random internet bozo.
Yes.
And they talk about you're paid per flirt. Like, this guy says he got $1.75 for his first flirt of the day.
I like the routine, though. It's like, every morning I wake up to the same routine. I log into the Tinder account of a 45-year-old man from Texas, a client. I flirt with every woman in his queue for 10 minutes, sending their photos and locations to a central database of potential opportunities. For every phone number I get, I make $1.75.
That's a horrible rate of conversion, though, if he's spending 10 minutes per client.
But they talk...
he's not even making...
No, they talk about that, because of that economy... they will never go past 3 messages. If she's fooling around, wasting time, after 3 messages, if he's not getting a phone number, he's out.
It's like a call center, you know? Yeah. Like, they got to speed this stuff along.
Wow.
I wonder, if you're good at it, couldn't you do it, like, couldn't you charge more?
At what point in the relationship do you disclose? Is like, oh, yeah, no, I had a guy go through hundreds of online profiles.
Halfway through the first date when you're, like, sweating and you can't make eye contact.
I don't think you ever have to, because if the first date goes okay... then you're on your own.
Yeah.
So why would you ever have to admit to that?
Eh.
It's bizarre, but I have a feeling, and they did talk about this, a lot of guys that used it were financial guys, so they had a lot of money, and they traveled a lot.
Hmm.
So they would plan ahead. It's like, hey, I'm going to be in Houston next week. Get started. And they would always have prearranged dates no matter where they went.
Wow.
I'm not necessarily, like, opposed to it. It's not necessarily, like, a bad thing, since the person eventually has to, like, plan a date and meet with you and actually be a real person.
It is... it's a little sad, maybe.
Yeah. Like, you can't flirt. Even, like, over text, too. Like, that's so easy.
It's just so tedious. Ain't nobody got time for
that. Well, yeah, I don't think it's as much I can't do this as just I can't be bothered. And I'm never going to see this girl again anyway, you know? It's that kind of thing.
Oh.
Well, I mean... just because you go on a date doesn't mean you're guaranteed sex. So, like, you're just paying for someone's steak dinner. Uh-huh. And you're paying to get someone to go out with. Like, I mean, that is actually, you know, the more I think about it, the sadder it gets.
But if you're, but if you're paying $1.75 per and 1 out of 10 has sex with you.
Hmm.
Yeah. We're talking about financial guys here. You know, they're looking at ROI.
They don't care how much money they spend. They just want to get that return.
Well, our next headline is courtesy of space.com, and it's really funny.
It brings out your inner 12-year-old.
It's, the whole thing's a pun. The whole story is filled with puns. There's nothing really more to talk about. It's just...
Uranus smells like rotten eggs.
There's a lot of methane.
That's for the podcast users. It literally says that.
Yeah.
Uranus smells like rotten eggs. Now, I remember in science class, we all used to giggle at Uranus, and our teacher, in a huff, said that it's actually pronounced Uranus.
Yeah.
I don't think that that makes it any better, personally. I think that makes it probably worse, but...
If an unfortunate human were ever to descend through Uranus's clouds, they would be met with the unpleasant and odoriferous conditions, study lead author Patrick Irwin of Oxford University in England said in a statement. Oh, bravo, good sir, bravo.
Someone got paid to study this for how many years, you think?
Nice.
Well, I can understand how they're excited about the discovery, but... I don't think we would be reading the headline if it wasn't for that wonderful pun.
We definitely wouldn't, because space. So, our next story is Tesla's autopilot ambitions just took another big hit. Now, earlier in the week, we mentioned that Jim Keller left Tesla to work for Intel, but that doesn't really leave a lot of people in Tesla's autopilot division. They've lost like three or four people. So, yeah,
That's an ad.
Yeah, oh. this is...
That's not
is that who we lost?
That is not Jim Keller.
This is Jim Keller at Renaissance Fest. It's like, oh, he's got some very diverse hobbies.
No, maybe that's just how he goes to the office.
So, yeah, bad news for Tesla. Tesla needs somebody like Jim Keller to help them with their integration. Like, they don't necessarily have to invent the technology from scratch, but you got to figure with all those bozos doing crazy stuff with autopilot that they need to come up with, like, true, good, intelligent, self-driving autopilot, because that's what they're selling it. Well, I mean, they're not really selling it as, but if they call it autopilot, I mean, it's not really an autopilot until it's like level 4 autonomous or better. So this is bad news for Tesla. I wonder if this is going to come up as one of the things where the board kind of ousts Musk. He's like, hey, I tried to get Keller to stay, he wouldn't stay. I don't know.
It seems like it's just good for Keller. I mean, he's just hopping around because everyone will pay him probably a stupid amount of money.
Yeah. Bannon is apparently the name of the guy that's going to take over the autopilot stuff. So, and he's the director of AI and autopilot vision, which will have the overall responsibility for the autopilot software. But it's really late in the game to see people like this leave. And I can't help but think that the autopilot system is really not going to get a whole lot better for the next couple of years. So it's going to be like people driving around a clown car.
Yeah, but, I mean, you're assigning one man with a lot of credit there. I'm sure there's a huge team whose work he's been taking credit for.
Well, not just him. They lost two other people as well recently, I think. So I think that that's maybe a writing on the wall type problem. Maybe not. I mean...
There's always young new talent.
Yeah. Send him into the meat grinder. Get ground up and... You know, work for Tesla and then, you know, Musk's unending ambition. Also, big news this week was the Microsoft, you know, the headlines in a lot of places was Microsoft sends e-waste recycler to jail. And the Verge article, Microsoft actually wrote a blog post in response. And this Verge article does a pretty good job covering both sides of it. So there's a guy who was making restore disks for used computers. Like, you know how you buy a computer and they don't come with CDs anymore? But if you make a restore CD and then something bad happens to the computer, you can reinstall the operating system. A lot of people don't make CDs. A lot of people, when that computer is a year or two old and something bad happens to it, they just drop it off at the recycler. And there's no CDs to be had. Theoretically, the computer's licensed for them. But, yeah, the discs don't otherwise exist. And so this guy had a bunch made in China, and Microsoft had a problem with that. Well, actually, the U.S. Customs and Department of Justice had a problem with that, and Microsoft helped them prosecute their case, to be pedantically accurate.
Actually?
I've read the blog post and the other part and the emails from the recycler. And the emails from the recycler are kind of funny, but they're kind of like, yeah, we should sell to people that aren't going to ask questions about these discs or whatever. But I think Microsoft has done a terrific job avoiding the whole, like, does the license go with the computer? And if the license goes with the computer, how are you supposed to reinstall the operating system? Like, you got a little bit of a chicken and egg problem here. Microsoft does say that they charge recyclers $25 for a new license of Windows, But is that actually required by law? Like, do you have to do that? Because it seems to me that you wouldn't have to do that if the license is with the computer. I don't know. Poor guy going to jail.
Rip in peace.
It's not. It's just, I don't think he should go to jail for that, personally. But, you know, I don't know. Switching gears a little bit.
Are you interested in going to jail with your robot?
Tech companies have created next-gen sex robots. Yeah, this is the real doll people, I think.
It's the real doll people in conjunction with some AI companies. So there's the real doll company, and now there's Realbotics.
Oh, and of course there is.
Realbotics will currently, right now you can't buy the AI girls, but you can get the app and begin designing your AI girl. And this is much like, the Bethesda character creation. Yeah. You're going to assign points to your girl. Go ahead.
I was going to say, my thing becomes like, what if you put too many points into intelligence for your real doll? Your real doll gets here and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't talk to real girls because they're too smart. And now my real doll's too smart. What am I going to do?
She's talking about Russian literature, and you're like, I just want to bang her.
So that's what I was going to lead into. Can you change the numbers is what I'm wondering.
I don't know. You know, in some RPGs, you have to...
go to the face changer in Riften.
Or, you trade something, you spend an item, so I don't know.
Maybe you have to buy a special token. That's another money-making opportunity.
They do talk about these girls have the X mode, and we're not sure what the X mode is, but... it will fulfill all of your sexual fantasies. It's a bold claim, but they're making it.
People anyway, who buy dolls to wife, you know, I don't know if that's going to fulfill all their fantasies.
So you set your AI up now, and eventually you will get a real doll with that AI put into her, and she will be able to talk to you and discuss things and react during sex, apparently. So if that's your dream... not long to wait.
The AI version is going to be $13,000 and up, so start saving.
Yeah. She's a slut, but she's not a cheap slut.
Wow.
Oh, my God. What has technology done to our world?
The worst timeline. I revise my statements. The worst timeline.
There's a great... the interview guy in this article who only identifies himself as Brick. And Brick has, like, 7 dolls. And he is excited about that.
Is that going to be the favorite waifu now?
He runs a forum, like a real doll forum.
Of course he does.
Yeah,
of
course he does. That sounds exciting. They do he makes the point that some guys on his forum they just have the most crippling social anxiety that you can imagine. And maybe this is good for them. He also talks about some guys have severe handicaps.
Hmm.
And that's sort of their outlet, is their doll. So... maybe there is a
medicinal use.
I guess that's a way of putting it.
You know, or in the case of like anxiety and stuff, maybe you could go to a therapist who's trained to help you overcome those problems so you can have real human relationships.
But your real human relationship is not going to look like these real dolls.
I mean, you don't know.
But it does seem like when we first started talking about AI and when we started doing the level one news, AI had been in the news, but it was really starting to explode. And of course, we talked about sex, just like the internet. Sex is going to be one of the leading, one of the tips of the spear, as you say, in terms of developing new AI. And this certainly proves it.
What a weird world we live in.
I wonder if they're going to get a billionaire who's interested in this, and all of a sudden this company's got $1 billion a year to research that level of AI.
Well, I think the real doll company is so successful, they've got that kind of cash to burn. It's amazing.
That's a little disturbing, really.
And at $5,000 a pop, you don't got to sell a lot of dolls to make a lot of profit.
I wonder if they, if law enforcement has figured that out, and if they're going to the real doll customer list. It's like, do you have any customers in this area? We've had a string of unsolved, sexual cases, and we're just looking into anybody that might
be... the killer? Yeah. The Golden State Killer?
What, are you insinuating that real doll customers are, like, rapists?
Not necessarily, but, I could see that people would
Like, do you think the Golden State Killer would have a real doll? Is what I'm asking.
Nah,
like,
see, I think
available in the 70s.
I think with rape, it's almost always control mm-hmm. and power. It's not so much sexual gratification.
You're controlling her intelligence and everything.
Well, okay.
God, that would be terrifying though. If like the AI, like if the AI gets so good that it's almost borderline sentience, and it's like now. It's like, you know, you stop resisting or I'll turn your intelligence down. God, that would be really terrifying for sentience.
Well, that's what I think is going to happen. It's like, oh, this thing acts too much like a real human. I don't know how to act around real humans, so I want to dumb it down.
See, I think they'll take it another way because, you know, we talked about loot boxes and the way that gaming does it. I think it's going to be similar to that. She's going to be like, oh, man, that was really good. But I could enjoy it so much more if you put another point into my constitution.
Yeah. And then you have to buy it.
Yeah, for $19.99, yeah. You can unlock another skill point.
That's what they're gonna do.
It's gonna. We had the news story about the bomb disposal robots, where like the soldiers were getting super attached to them. I could totally see a company exploiting somebody's emotional attachment to the machine to be like, no, you have to do this to help me. And it's like, I'm going to help my robot companion. I'm going to, you know, she can achieve independence with the long life batteries and the, you know, whatever.
You get a HomePod like the Alexa, that's the mother-in-law.
Yeah.
And you have to satisfy the mother-in-law. It's like, I'm just not in the mood. As long as, you know, the Alexa bot doesn't have this item in the house. She wants new curtains.
So that's becoming too much like a human relationship, and I think most guys who are into the real dolls are looking for a real human relationship.
I kind of
where compromise is needed.
Yeah, I kind of wonder if a lot of these guys won't get this, and then they'll get a call. It's like, how do I turn the voice off?
Yeah, she's not, too smart.
Not
and she
really
talks a
into
lot.
The talking.
It's kind of like the Level 1 news. It's like there are people looking for the mute button right now on the news. Or the close button. Or the downvote button.
Yeah, they're probably downvoting. close that window.
Good news for them. That was the last story.
It is the last story, and we will see you next week.
Buy a shirt.
Buy a shirt.
The shirts are nice. They're polos.
Oh, wow. It's everything I've wanted in a t-shirt. I won't smear my face all over it.
And zero AI.
No AI.
It won't judge you at all.
This could be yours for the low price of I don't know what we're selling it for yet.
It's Port Authority, so it's a nice brand. I'm sure it's just got our embroidery on it. Embroidery, it's real embroidery.
They've already closed the window.
Not even an iron on. Yeah, they've gone off. All right. See ya.
Bye.